A state Senate committee is looking to pull the plug on a state law that passed in 2007 but never took effect. Lawmakers have delayed implementing the Family and Medical Leave Insurance Act because the state hasn't found a way to pay for it. At a public hearing yesterday, people urged lawmakers to keep the law on the books. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
Federal law already grants workers up to 12 weeks of time off for new parents or for other caregivers, but it's generally unpaid leave. The state law requires employers to continue paying a portion of workers' wages. Mark Barfield spent the first 6 months of his newborn's life in the hospital. His daughter was born with a congenital heart defect and other medical problems. Barfield told the committee he was fortunate. During that time, he was able to be in the hospital with his daughter and still receive pay and benefits.
I thought it was important as a parent to come up here and voice my concerns and how important it is for other families to be able to go and be with their children or their family members in the hospital and be able to make ends meet in such a difficult time.
Washington's Family and Medical Leave Insurance Act has been on the books since 2007. Twice, the legislature delayed its implementation. It's scheduled to take effect in 2015, but Senator John Braun says it's time to axe it.
We should stop fooling around with something we don't ever plan to properly fund. We should take it off the books and move on with things we can do that will benefit the people.
If the bill passes, the federal family leave law would still be in place. But some lawmakers are balking at the proposed repeal. Senator Karen Kaiser sponsored the original bill in 2007. She's introducing a counterproposal that would actually expand the state's Family Leave Act. Her plan would require both employers and employees to contribute to a pool to pay for the leave. A companion bill is scheduled to be introduced in the House. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.